Blog Talk Radio. Understand when you
put yourself or belong during a religion where they call themselves, they have you to call some man rabbi or your father, that you don't understand. You're not supposed to understand this. I'll say it point blank. You are not supposed to call any man on this earth rabbi or father. Get it? Told you. It's in Matthew chapter 23, verse 8 and 9. Read it for yourselves. When our father, when I have to go to my father, I can say, well, I did tell them not to call anyone, any man, rabbi or father. Well, let's have a prayer right quick for this prayer session. Father in heaven, thank you for all the things that you have done for me and the rest of us. Bless me and us sheep to continue to do your will, to be glad in the things that we do for you or what you have told us to do. Never let us forget to do what you have called us to do and have told us to do in a dream. Bless those women who bear your children into this earth, Father, into this life, earth. Let them know that they are not to abort life. I will try to read the Ten Commandments maybe next session, or if I get a second, a chance to this day. Bless us in Detroit, Michigan, and all the places of the world that my relatives are in. Have mercy on them as well as myself. Keep them from natural and chemical disasters away. Keep them away from natural disasters as well as me, myself, and those that I love. Father, thank you for prosperity, good health, and peace. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. I am going to be reading to you, see, to everyone who has their Bible. I am going to be reading out of Genesis chapter 45, verse 22, where I left off last week. But let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Friday evening, a Sabbath evening to everyone. To read in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, where it has the Ten Commandments in it. And I want you to read the fourth commandment. It tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy and rest. The Sabbath day starts on Friday afternoon and it ends Saturday afternoon. So you know now to keep the Sabbath day holy and to rest that day. I ask that you sheep have your three P's ready. They are your pen, pencil, and paper, so that you may jot down whatever scriptures or some of the things that I may say to you that may be of interest to you. For instance, remember my Father in heaven and on feast days. Of course, you know, to keep the Sabbath day as well. And the Sabbath day has already started. That is the Sabbath. Saturday is called Saturday. Now, there's the Passover that I want you to keep, followed by the Feast of Unleavened Bread. With the Passover, let me explain. I go just about all day without having to belt. And every time I get ready to do my Feed My Sheep show, I have to start belting. Please stop that, my Father. Now, I will tell you, with the Passover day, Passover for this year has passed, and that's the day when a lamb is sacrificed and the blood is placed around the doorposts of your houses, followed by the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That day has passed. You are to go about 6 or 7 days without eating bread that has yeast or baking powder in it on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, followed by the Day of Pentecost, and that was on May the 30th of this year. And we have, following that, the Feast of Trumpets. That will be on September the 10th of this day of this year, followed by 50 days later, the Day of Atonement. That will be September the 9th. And I just misspoke and said something wrong. It is not 50 days later. It's not 50 days from September the 10th to September the 19th. Will be the Day of Pentecost, followed by the Feast of Tabernacles on September the 24th through September the 30th, followed by the last great day, and that will be October the 1st. Yes. Now, we are going to start reading Genesis. I have read this chapter before. It brings me to what I have learned. I want you sheep to jot this down for your notes. And what you do is go back and study it. It's the Limbaugh tribe. That is spelled L-E-M-B-A tribe. That's a group of people in Africa whose origin comes from the Jewish origin. Remember, Israel has been named, instead of Jacob, his name is Israel now. So our origin has been found. Look it up. I found that on the internet. In fact, I had heard years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, another religious program was telling us about it. So I decided to look it up for myself. And I did. It is true that we black folks are of Jewish origin. Remember, Israel had a brother called Esau. And I think that it was in around chapter 40. Or, yeah, I think so, where Esau's name is called Edom. That's in chapter 36, verse 36, verse 8. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir, S-E-I-R. Esau is Edom, or Edom, E-D-O-M. Again, that's in Genesis 36, verse 8, in case you want to look it up for yourselves. Now, let's go to Genesis 45, and I am going to pick up where I left off in 28, in verse 22, but I want to start at verse 21. It says, and the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandments of Pharaoh, and gave them provisions for the way. Verse 22, to all the men he gave them a man's changes of remnant, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of remnant. The remnant is spelled R-A-I-M-E-N-T, change of clothes or clothing. Verse 23, and to his father he sent after this manner, 10 donkeys loaded with good things of Egypt, and 10 she-donkeys laden with corn and bread and meat of his father by the way. So he sent his brothers away, and he said unto him, see that you all are not out by the way. And he went, and they went up out of Egypt and came to the Canaan and to Jacob their father, and said to him, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor of all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, and he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. That means that to restore to life. Revive means to restore to life. And Israel said, it is enough. Jacob, my son, is yet alive. I will go see him before I die. Now, that is the end reading of chapter 45. And I must tell you that I have on the computer 41. But we have read past that. And now we are going to chapter 46. And I have read chapter 46. There are a lot of names in chapter 46 that I am unable to pronounce correctly. I will do my best. But nonetheless, I want you to know what's in chapter 46. It's good for you to read along with me, or maybe you read faster, and you can pronounce these names on your own when you read chapter 46. Now, follow along with me I am going to start at verse 1, chapter 46, Genesis, and it reads, "And Israel took his journey with all he had, and came to Mesher, and offered sacrifices unto God of his father Isaac. And God spoke unto Israel in a vision of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, but fear not to go down to Egypt, for I will make thee a great nation. I will go down with you into Egypt. I will also surely bring you up again, and Joseph shall his hand upon his eyes." Let me read that again. "And Joseph shall put his hands upon thine." Thine means your eyes. Verse 5. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob to their father. And Joseph, little ones, and his wives, and the wagon which Pharaoh had sent to carry them, cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came to Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons, that will be grandsons with him, his daughters and his daughters' daughters, his granddaughters, that would be, and all his seed brought he with him to Egypt. See, remember here, the children of Jacob were made slaves. They walked over to Egypt, but we here in Egypt, or the land of America, were brought over here in ships. And I want you to look up Deuteronomy, spelled D-E-U-T-E-R-O-N-O-M-Y. Let me spell it again for you, so you can take your time to write it down and try to remember. If you have your tablets, type it in, D-E-U-T-E-R-O-N-O-M-Y, chapter 28, 68. Got it? I want you to turn there. I'm turning there right quick. I'm going to show you that we were brought here. It starts at 68. "And the Lord shall bring you here to Egypt again in ships." That's us. He brought us over here in ships. A lot of us threw ourselves off the ships. We didn't want to be taken away. Some of us were stolen, or some of the people were stolen, because they were in Africa, and they looked like they were dark-skinned to the people that stole us or sold us. That's why they say that Africans sold us, because we look like them, but we are not. The children of Jacob is from Africa. Was over there, and some of them fled northern Africa to southern Africa, or wherever the Limba tribe is, because it's a proven fact that, and they did, white people prove that and have not told you. But I'm going to tell you, I am telling you to look up Lemba, L-E-M-B-A, so that you can spell it, L-E-M-B-A. We are a tribe out of Africa that the Africans sold. They sold to the white man, where it says, thou shalt see that no see no more. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bonds men and bonds women, and no man will buy you. Bondage came to us black folks again. I forgot where I left off. I think it was chapter 46, verse 5, I think. Well, let me go to verse 4. It says, chapter 46, verse 4. It says, I will go down into Egypt, and I will surely bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hands up your eyes. And Jacob rose up from Bethshura, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry them. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt. They walked over into Egypt. They were not carried on slave ships, but in Deuteronomy 28:68, we were carried in slave ships. Jacob and all his seed with him. Verse 7, we are in Genesis chapter 46, and I'm reading verse 7. His son and his son's son, his grandchildren, with him, his daughters and his daughters' daughters, that would be his granddaughters, and all his seed brought he him with him into Egypt. And they and these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt: Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and his sons, and the sons of Reuben, Hanah, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi, and the sons of Simeon, Jamal, Gammon, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, and the son of a Canaanite woman, and the sons of Levi, Gershom, Kehath, and Miriam, and the sons of Judah. And I think that I am from the tribe of Judah because we were brought over here on slave ship. I used to always wonder, why would I have a dream from God to tell me to feed his sheep or to minister unto his people? I wondered that now, and this is helping me understand why. Because Judah was put on the sons of Judah. Some of his sons were brought over here on that slave ship. And the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. As you can remember, Tamar had twin sons by Judah, because his first wife had died. We read that, I think, in chapter 39 of Genesis. And these were his two sons, his twin sons, Perez and Zerah. But Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hanuel. And the sons of Issachar, Tola and Puha, and Dab and Shimron, and the sons of Zebulun, Zerah and Elon, and Haniel. And these are the sons of Leah, the son she bare unto Jacob in Paran, and his daughter Diana. And the souls of his sons and daughters are 33. So that's 33 children. And the sons of Gad, Zephon and Haggai, Shoni and Zephah, Uri and Adi and Ariel. And the sons of Asher, Gemma and Jeshah and Ishu and Bera and Sarah and sisters and his sons of Bera and Heba and Melchiel. These are the sons of Zippah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his wife, well, his daughter. These are these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls, and sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Jacob and Benjamin, and Joseph in the land of Egypt was born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Ascentah, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bare unto him. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela, Bishi, Ashbel, Gera, and Naaman, Helah, and Rosh, Muffin, and Huffin, and Er. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob, of the souls of 14, and the souls of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Jashmiel, Guna, Jeriel, and Shelem. And these are the sons of Bela, Beha, Bilha, which Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter. And she bare these sons, these unto Jacob. All the souls were 7. And the souls that came with Jacob to the land of Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons, wives, and all the souls were 66. Well, 66 is 60 plus 6. And the sons of Jacob, which were born in Egypt, were 2 souls. And that would make it 68 souls. And the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, 70. That would make 70. And he said unto Judah before, let me read verse 28 again for your hearing. And he said unto Judah before him, unto Joseph, to direct his face to Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet his Israel, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself unto him, and fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. And Joseph said, and Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. And Joseph said unto his brethren and unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh and say unto him, my brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, have come unto me. And the men are shepherds, and their trade has been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass when Pharaoh shall call upon you and shall say, what is your occupation? And that's like asking, what work do you do? And you shall say, servant, thy servant has made about, let me read verse 34 again for your hearing, that thy servant shall say, thy servant's trade has been about cattle from our youth even until now, both we and our fathers, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. And see, when they said that they are an abomination, that is something that they should not be. I'm trying to remember or find the word abomination. Well, I can't do it right now. Nonetheless, they are an abomination unto the Egyptians. In most of all, they normally do not be with the Israelites, do not be with Egyptians or the Canaanites or from the land of the Canaanites, from Egypt. So that's the end reading of chapter 46. And I will start reading chapter 46, 47 next time. I want your sheep to start reading that. It won't be so hard for me to read because, I had to feel again. I can't help myself. I don't know why. Excuse me. And now I want to tell you something personal. For me, I want you to go on to Amazon and look up the names of my book. My book called The Broken Plant, The Unseen, and The Passage. I want you to purchase those. By the way, let me just tell you something else that has happened to me. Wednesday, I was at the library, and I parked at a meter. The meter took my coins, my $2, because I could park there for 2 hours. You know, the meter was right in front of me. I was parked next to a meter. And I said, well, I'm going to court to contest this ticket. I should not have gotten a ticket. And I did get one. And when he had them call and to read off that meter, and they did not find my driver's license number there. And I punched in my driver's license number into the computer, and then the computer, after I had, the computer had verified my license plate number, I put the change in for 2 hours. That was 8 quarters. They have taken my 8 quarters. So the judge ruled against me because that they could not find my driver's license number punched in at that machine. And that machine is broken. So I did not agree with the judge. And they will send me out another court date. That machine is broken. And hopefully those children or sheep who parks on the street, I think it was, is right across from Wayne State University, put him or whatever, careful in parking on that street, because you will get a ticket and you really can't prove a thing. The only thing is maybe they have a tape that shows I parked and put the coin in there. Otherwise, the judge's ruling is going to stand against me. And I am going to make that.
Father,
they kicked me out of
help your children.
My pocket money and ruled against me because
don't let them fall.
Doesn't have a record of
by
the
side of the road.
Love
one another.
They will have mercy and find out
that heaven might
find
a place.
I am probably
in their
hearts.
Jesus,
taking money and you alone have gotten taken.
He won't let you down.
If I have to,
and I know he forever in my heart.
Remember, James,
we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, because he. His love and his wisdom will be our help in hand.